I'm gonna start
Yeah.
because last time I wasn't back. Last time I just heard Louis saying good night, and you said good night, and I was like, oh, okay, now I'm back in my bed. This was last 2 weeks ago. This one was very powerful, and I'm blessed again, as always. But there is something I have to share, and I don't even know why, but it was very special. It's like when you said, like, allow your higher self to do the work, like to cleanse and put back the light and everything in the cords and blah, blah, blah. I start to see from my both ears, but mostly from my left one, worms, like white worms coming out and coming out and coming out on both sides. It's like my higher self was like getting this out from my ears only at the beginning.
I like it.
And when I didn't have fears no more, like it came out from everywhere. Like, so it's like from the heart, from the boobs, from the butt, from all the organs, from all of the human being by itself. And after, like, it was coming out of galactic time, it was kind of intense. Because at the beginning it was like, oh, I have some worms coming out of my ears, but it's like, it's like I took a smoke of I don't know what is the name of that, I forget, but there is
DMT.
something that you, no, it wasn't DMT
Oh,
that I tried. It was
salvia. Yeah,
Salvia Damiana.
got
Yeah, I'm very more subtle than DMT is too much for me. I'm already DMT, I don't need more. Like, but it was this, and I don't know what else, but this was important to share, and I don't know why, but I don't know if you see something from this.
To me, it just like I think that's what it looks like. These kind of like low frequency belief systems that we're given. Like it, that's what comes in for me. It's like coming out of your ears at first. It's kind of like all the things that were, that's how it's being put in, right? Like we hear it, it's going in, and then somehow once I was able to come out of there and go deeper into the work, then all of a sudden it's like. And everywhere it got stored in the body. Right? So it's like at first it was the way it came in, and then it was like everywhere that it got brought in. Like, because the it's we store a lot of in the organs, a lot of the beliefs
And
and
through what you are saying, I feel like I'm a kind of we've been talking about that more often these days, that I feel that somehow my soul accept to be this kind of light of healing all the belief and the, like,
course.
through all the humanity, like
Yeah.
through all the galactic time, and through everything. This is why sometimes I'm so tired.
I know,
It's like some, when
absolutely.
I receive messages, like when I wake up from any or every messages,
Massage.
I'm like, massage, thank you. I'm like, so it's like I rebirth every time. I'm like, oh my gosh, where I work. Where I've been, like something like that.
No, but that is souls that come here and choose to do the work to help heal humanity. We come here with full cognizance that we're coming here to be transmuters. The shit's getting transmuted through us, through our body, through our emotions, through our thoughts, through our, like through the relations that we end up in, like. Some people are like frequency holders. They hold a frequency, which allows a lot of things to happen. They go in a room and all of a sudden people are like freaking out and like thinking about Lewis. Lewis does work on himself. And next thing you know, there's like neighbors coughing up a storm. And he's like, oops, And then there's some of us like that transmute. So it's almost like we suck it in and we transmute it from the inside. you know, like, so there's like all these different flavors, but transmuters, transductors, trans, like, I don't know how many words we can come up with about this, but trans equals beyond just you, right? So, and we come in with the capital to do it. We just don't necessarily realize that we came in with the capital to do it, right? We think because of all these little worms that got put in our ears, we think, oh, I'm not strong enough, or I'm this, or I'm that, or, and then it's like clearing out the gutter and the gunk. And like, I've had moments, like, this is a super key, important teaching to understand. The more light you can hold in you, and this is kind of controversial, the more darkness you can bring into you, as you hold the light, you transmute that darkness. So then that darkness isn't out there anymore. Like, we're literally transforming it into light. But not everyone can do this. So most people, they intake dark and they just get dark, you know, or they just like, they burn out, they have depressions, they have whatever, like. But some of us can hold enough light from whatever, I don't know what it is, if it's past life stuff or, you know, whatever it is, that we can transmute it. And if we don't accept to do that work, if we're like, oh, well, you're too negative, I don't want to be around you, whatever, like, you know, like, and we refuse to do that work, well, that freaking darkness is still there. And then it gets to go hang out and people that can't do the work like that. So it's like this weird thing. The more you're willing, and I'm not talking about like absorbing everyone's crap. That's not what I'm talking about. But it's like, even the individual I was getting yesterday when I was working on these, you know, child slavery, sex stuff, whatever, like, I could see these vortexes of darkness. And it's like, I could see these beings like bringing in high voltage light in there. And it's not like it makes the dark go out and go somewhere else. It transmutes it. It's gone. Like, that's the job right now in this universe, transmuting the dark. So, yeah, but, maybe that's the theme for next year. I don't know, like, because that's kind of like heavy stuff. Jenna's like, yes, please. You know, it's like, it's, hey, you know what? It makes sense. If we heal the split enough within us, then we can be strong pillars that are like, transmute. Oh my God, I have a cartoon in my head about Transformers. Transmuters! Angels in disguise! Okay, sorry. I can already see our suits. Oh my God, they're so cool. Never mind becoming cars, you know, so screw that. There's no cars, you know. We become like our space vehicles. Huge Merkabas and... Yeah. So yes, Karen, transmuting. And I think we just got the theme for next year. All right. Thanks for sharing.
I would like to second that request, just knowing I was made to go in and I was made to be in the middle of anything and everything. And just, I'm really called into the 3D and learning how to hold that powerfully. I definitely trigger a lot of spiritual people who have a really hard time with me, and I'm just left with, like, I'm an like an amazing opportunity for you to learn and just continue to be my divine online expression, which is very curated, which is very dark for some people, and just the ability to hold all things and the training that's there, and I get excited, like I have pure joy bliss on my side, and people have a really hard time with my online presence. So it's my creative art and just training people to be with,
so
to be with the dark.
We can even reformulate that. It's not them that have difficulty with that. It's some of the energies in them that have difficulty with that.
Preach that. Yes. Yes. We're powerful transmuters, and we get to like play, I guess is what I see. Like for me, it's play, and there's not that context with my friends. There hasn't been that context, so I get blocked and judged and
no, but that's why we come in a group like this, because we get to play. And there's no judgment, and it's kind of like high five, you know.
Yes, that. So having this context and support and just trusting the timing and alignment of everything always, it gets me really excited, and it is fun and play for me, and it is going into the system and to me, it's comedy and funny and just, I don't know. And so I also appreciate you creating what you create here. As I can't say I've ever like been in spaces that really affirm the calling that I have, like what my soul came to do and the big deal that I feel like I am, and not have that be an ego shock when I do claim who I, you know, claim my my divine power that I believe in, and then I know at the depth of my soul that I'm embodied in.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because like that, you know, our ego is really good at playing that game with us. I was like, oh my God, who do you think you are? You know, and meanwhile, your ego is the one that's kind of like walking like a, I'm my own creator, you know, like, but it makes you sound like, if you remember that you're an extension of God and you came here to do some big work, it tries to play the game of like, you're being arrogant and whatever, when the person saying that is the arrogance. Hey, what a paradox. What a paradox, you know? Yeah, Course in Miracles talks about that. It's like the difference between grandeur and grandiosity. It has like a way of saying about like how your ego will play that game. And meanwhile, it's like, you are a child of God. You're huge. Like, hello.
I'm a big deal, and I'm provided for and cared for, and everything's taken care of, and I walk on water, and everything is good, and I believe that fully with the depths of my being and my knowing. And then it's not always matched. So finding spaces where people are committed to that and can feed off of that energy and joy and have that multiplication factor is really, really exciting for me. So thank you for this container.
Yes, you're so welcome. Thanks for being here. Transmuter. Maria, you feel like talking?
So it was very interesting. A few things I wanted to share was when we were just connecting with our core star, and it's interesting because when you mentioned that we are eight and that, you know, we're working on this together and we're all going to be connected through our, I already envisioned that we were in a circle. Nice. Before you even said it. It was so interesting. I'm like, oh, I'm already picturing that. And I was already envisioning our lines meeting all in the middle. This powerful. I was like, oh, great. I'm already, you know, I was already feeling that.
That's cool.
In terms of going deep into release, transmuting those cords, one of the interesting thing I experienced, I think, when we're working on our sacral was, I know there's some deep, deep things I still haven't worked on in that. And so it was interesting. At first, there was like a rope or a cord, and this thing took it, pulled it from me, rolled it up and ate it. It rolled it up and it ate it. And then what ended up happening is I was moving through these doors, these set of doors, like ancient. So I'm thinking this must be my past life or something that I'm not even aware of. Wow. Literally like big, huge doors. They're opening up, and then I'm on another set of doors. So I just kind of allowed that movement to continue. And then I went into this deep hallway. I just kept going, and I could tell it was deeper because I could start feeling feelings welling up. But I was feeling really sad. I was very sad, in the verge of tears, but not quite. And then once I entered I'm not even sure if it was end of the hallway, but it was just darkness, and I felt sadness. But I feel like I transmuted it, because after that, then you were talking about, oh, okay, I'm noticing these cords moving to the back when you said that immediately. So I was like, okay. So that was really interesting.
Oh my God. We're going to have so much fun in your soul landscape. Oh my God.
Those are the major standouts I wanted to share, but the whole transmuting thing. So I just actually came back yesterday from Canada. I was there for a week because I had a close friend that I knew from university who I was friends with, really close friends with. But things got a little bit, how do I say this? Things got a little bit weird or awkward during the whole pandemic, because she was going through She had been diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and so she was very much attached to her, you know, health and well-being, but was not, she like did not align with how I was seeing how things were unfolding in the world with this whole pandemic situation. So it became kind of strained, maybe, that when I saw her last summer, 2022, it was as though we weren't friends. It was really strange. But, you know, I still, you know, I approached her, I came, you know, up to her, gave her a hug, and she, and I wasn't feeling any warmth. That was my last physical interaction with her. But then I found out earlier this year that she, her cancer had come back. And I told a friend of mine, I said, do you think she'd mind if I reached out to her? Because, you know, I wanted to, you know, support her and let her know that, you know, I'll be praying for her, sending her healing vibes. And so she accepted my contact, which was nice, because I asked her first, said, hey, do you mind if, you know, and so I felt like there was a healing closure there in some ways that,
of course.
And so she passed away. She passed away last week. So I went, I attended the funeral and the viewing, but it was really interesting going back, knowing what we know and about life. And when I went to see her in the viewing, she's, they had the casket there. She's, you know, they had an open casket. And I'm like, that's not her. And I see this huge portrait of her with a huge smile. I'm like, okay, that's you. That's Pearly. And I caught myself smiling, knowing that she's everything. She's happy. She's healthy. She's beautiful. And I even, when I meditated, the day that I found out she passed away, my girlfriend called me. I did a meditation, and it was like this knowing of like, we're good. She gets it. She gets me. She's like, I mean, without saying, you're right. Like, it's like, she's like, she goes, it's like, to her higher self, to my higher self, she's like, I get it now. I get it. So it was so really awesome. It was really good. It was really good. And I'm like, I still love you. So it was good, interesting. So I kind of, whenever I go back, definitely it's like I'm in that 3D. And so it's interesting. I was listening to a video or a speech about when you hold a lot of light, you will cause reaction without you even having to interact with people. You walk into a room.
You can ask Lewis about
it. You will cause reactions to people depending where they're at vibrationally. So either they will repel, you will repel them, or those, you know, or they will actually come to you. And so it was really interesting. I went in there knowing exactly, okay, I was prepared for, you know, and even actually so her husband, my friend's husband, they just got married last year, but they've been together about 5 years now. So sadly, because of her fight, I didn't see them at my dad's funeral. So I kind of felt that, but I didn't want to, you know, when I saw him, I wanted him to know that I'm here for you. And they knew I flew down flew up from Mexico. And so he was happy to see me. So it was just a feeling out on how everyone's going to be like when I'm around them. But I also believe that I'm a transmuter. So I just know that wherever, there's just a sense of understanding where everyone is, where I at. And I just try to be myself and try to bring light to whatever, you know, wherever I'm at.
And when we understand that role of transmuter, it's going to make things easier. You know, when you walk into a room and all of a sudden you're like, ooh, this doesn't feel too good in here. You're kind of like, oh, okay, wait a minute. Something's going on. I can transmute something in here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was good. Definitely tired. I was tired. Like, you know, when you're in that environment, not many are really understanding or aware. So coming back, it's like, oh, I need a day off. I need a good, so it was perfect. I'm like, I got a good meditation today, just arrived yesterday. So just kind of recharge.
Perfect.
Yeah, just to recharge. So it was good. Well, good. But thank you for that. That was cool. Good. I know there's things I need to tap into in my sacral that
that'd be
it really is healing. Yeah, it's healing
I really want to do that with you soon. Do the journey to your reproductive system, because there's like an interesting hallway down there, and there's like an area where we access the umbilical energetic cord, where we have a lot of things from the past, from the maternal lineage, from like a lot of things that can get
caught up
and the uterus and the ovaries, and the like that holds a whole bunch of stuff that we're holding from that. So yeah.
So woo! Anyway, thank you.
I love the high five. Love the high five from her higher self. Like, I get it now. And you're like,
yes. Right.
Transmuters.
Totally. That's right.
Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.
Lewis, I'm sure you're loving my little transmuter joke. It sounds like a... All feel free to do that when you're around people and they have no idea what you're doing. And you're just like, in your head, you're like, transmuter. Ch-ch-ch-ch. And they have, they're like, you're like, no, inside joke. Never mind.
Do we have time for...
Of course.
Okay. But I think my clock is actually ahead.
Okay. I have like, we have 5 minutes left, but it's okay if we go 5 minutes over. If anybody wants to share, they have time to share.
Yeah, it was, I could tell, I remembered that you did mention something about the sacral about this week, but I had forgotten until I remembered about an hour before. Because I started feeling the third eye and the sacral. Started to activate and bringing up stuff, like bringing up emotions just out of nowhere. And I was like, oh, I guess it's starting, but I didn't really make the connection until about an hour before. And I realized that I remembered. But it was very, I think the highlight for me was right at the end, actually, when you said the golden like ball, I just saw it opening up. Almost like it's funny. I have the logo for my wrestling school. It kind of looked like that. It was like a golden ball that just kept radiating, kind of like waves. And it opened up to its peak almost. Like it just couldn't open anymore, and basically, like it reached us. We were all like engulfed in it, and I just felt like when you turn a light on it, it just slowly picks up in brightness till it gets to that like saturation point where like the light doesn't, you know, those lights that have the dimmers. And it felt like that, like it just kept getting brighter, and I felt a big release in my body, and like a harmonic integration, and like almost like a setting, like a chiropractic adjustment, but like an energetic sense. I felt like a shift in just like the core and the hairline. And I don't think I felt the hairline so defined before. So that's
pretty. Like having all eight of us, it's like the magic number for the hair group intention. It's like.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the number 8. I'm a big fan of like I see a lot of like repeating numbers all the time. Like 333444, and when I see it 888, I like that one because I think it's associated with like abundance or something. I mean,
yeah, like power and abundance.
Yeah. I don't have much to say because it was a very like feeling, and I didn't get a lot of visuals in this one. Sometimes I do, like I'll see cartoons. This was more like holding the frequency and like saturating it and just allowing it to do what it wants to do.
Yeah.
And when you kept like saying like ask source for assistance and this, that, like I really felt like doing that really did create a more amplification of what we were doing already. And I could feel maybe the energy could travel to places that I was maybe resisting or not allowing myself to fully to surrender. And so that was definitely, I think, an amazing tool to like work with when we were doing this. I never felt it so like intensely, like asking source and then in the moment being assisted. Like, so it was really cool. Thank you.
Yeah, and I wonder if like feeling it so strongly is because of the hairline being so like, you know, like us being so connected in our intentional field where, you know, like they say, ask and you shall receive. But like when it's like the mind asking, you know, the mind's like, okay, God, help me. You see, you didn't even do anything, you know. It's like, as opposed to like being super in the intentional field. And then it's like, I ask for your assistance. And it's there. It's always waiting for you to be deep enough in the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's, you're not trying to receive it with your mind kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that golden ball at the end was so awesome. I had no idea. I just like, I really do my best to just stay clear, and feel what's actually going on. And yeah.
The way I saw it was I don't know if you said it before or not, because there was a time where I couldn't hear, but I did see the golden ball. And then I saw like a little teal flame kind of in the middle. And it was just like, almost like a pilot light, like the oven has.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it getting bigger and bigger as it was spreading, but that the ball remained, for the most part, golden. It seemed to be just like the little center of it.
Little teal flame at the center, nice.
Yes, something like that. It was like I said, I didn't see a lot today, so it was more feeling, but.
That's okay. Like you're going through that a lot these days, right? Like it's.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's good. It's like you're going deeper into the feeling, and that's like, it's almost like it's deeper in the body. It's at a deeper level of the being. That's the thing with clairvoyance. It can be a little bit tricky, you know. It's like it's so visual and like it's like easy for the mind to be constantly like solicited. Whereas when it's like deep in the body and you're feeling it, it's like
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, cool.
Would that tie in too with like Joe Dispenza, elevated emotion? Like we want to be in that elevated emotion.
I don't follow a lot of his stuff, but I know that one thing he's explaining, ironically, I watched something from him a couple of days ago and I never do, so clearly it was to answer this question. What he's talking about is the gamma brainwave state. That's what when he's talking about elevated emotion, that's what he's talking about. So in a nutshell, that's like above beta, above the conscious, rational waking state. It's like this higher state where your body feels totally safe, and then your intellect and your intuition and your emotions, all of it can like fire up, transmute, like just, and it's all accessible at the same time. And then you feel deeply, you can tap into super high frequency emotions, your intellect's on, your intuition's on, and then there's like no more, there's nothing in the way, nothing, whatever you want to create, you're going to do it. So that's what we want to tap into these gamma brainwave states more and more. Like a lot of people think they want to do the delta, the theta, and the alpha, but alpha is like hypnosis. I don't want to be hypnotized. We spent our whole freaking childhood being hypnotized, believing everything we were told. Like I don't want to be hypnotized, you know. And I don't want to go theta, like, and then it's like I'm just, and anyone can put anything in my brain. No, I want to be gamma. I want to be like revving high enough that I can analyze and intuit and feel and all at the same time. Like, so. Yeah, that's where we want to go for sure, man. So that's elevated emotion state. Yes, that's what he's talking about. Gamma. I love gamma stuff. I tap into it with caffeine sometimes, and I'm like, Julie, that's not the clean way to do it. But I'm like, put the little double espresso with the melted chocolate. And then I regret it because then I can't sleep. So like, okay, Julie, stop doing that. Do I look like I need caffeine, for God's sakes? No, I don't, man. Anyways, Kevin, Yana, you want to share anything?
Yeah, I guess I experienced a state that I'm not used to, like this meditation. And can you hear me properly?
Yeah, okay. And the last one I did, which wasn't, it was like from last year, I did it this week. In both circumstances, I felt like my whole mind was just kind of switched off. And then okay. I was just receiving, like, it was like you were saying words, but then, like, couldn't, like, comprehend what the words were, or like they were just kind of purling there and just like
but you were feeling the meditation and doing it.
Well, I'm not even sure, like, it's it was weird because today, like, I was feeling it, but more so towards the end, because I was starting to feel like, okay, like, where am I? Because like, what is happening here? I'm just not even, it's almost like, yeah, I wonder if I was like dissociated or something. Like, I don't know what that was about, but
I want to say that I had a similar, I didn't say that, but towards the beginning, there was maybe a minute or two or three that I felt like I zoned out, and then I heard you talking and I was like, got like recentered. I'm not sure what happened, but
I don't dislike this. It's kind of like, you know, like, in the sense of, we have a tendency to overdo everything through the mental interface, but it's not the only way we absorb information, right? Like, remember all the ascension particles, that's what it was all about. All of that information we're absorbing was through cellular intelligence and universal psychic intelligence. And neither of them are the intellect intelligence, and words are for the intellect, right? Words are for the mind. So I don't know, it's kind of interesting, but then the mind is like, where the fuck was I? I don't even know what she said. I don't, like,
yeah.
So I don't know. This is very exciting as information. It's like, it you know, it's like that stupid idea of like, if there's a tree in the forest and it falls and there's no one to hear it, did it make a sound? Like, supposedly the answer is no, because you need a receiver, hear the sound for the sound to exist. Okay, whatever, like, philosophical craziness. But, you know, if your mind's not present and receiving the words, are they still being received? I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, well, definitely, like, the last meditation, I definitely felt totally different after doing it. Like, this week, it was the adamantin particle one. It really shifted everything for me. But then tonight, yeah, it was almost like I was wondering if I was, anyways, somewhere else or not. But yeah, and then it was later on during the process that I was starting to actually see and feel more, like, contextualized information. And I wouldn't say I was, like, struggling before that, but it was just like there was this kind of void feeling of receptive, but not like usual, anyways. And
would you say that it's like maybe you were receptive, but it wasn't in a less emotional way?
Probably, yeah.
Like, I think that's what I'm, like, that's kind of what, because it's like emotions are so, like, it's intense, you know, like, we feel it. It's chemical in the body, right? Like, and if you're receiving at a, more like a, let's say, like a third eye level, it doesn't feel the same. Like, even energy feels different. Like, these chakras, the energy feels cold. It feels cold in the body. Whereas the lower chakras, it feels like, you know, like, so... Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah,
probably worth exploring more and more, and like checking out, like, okay, and then instead of trying to decide, like, okay, so did I do it? I don't even know if I did it. Looking at it more through the results, you know what I mean? Like, how you feel during the week, or how all of a sudden something happens around you that normally you would have an emotional reaction to, and you don't, but you're not dissociated. You're present. You're there, but you're not like processing it the same way as before. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, there was definitely something big that did happen. Like, it was at the end when you were mentioning the Hera again. It kind of is like my hairline was more on the left in the lower part, and then it went clunk, like, to the
nice
more to like, and it sort of, it was almost like vertebrae, like, you know, and whoa, and then stuff came up that was just like very kind of shocking, but it was like I was able to hold space for it.
Good.
Yeah.
It can be pretty freaky when the hairline like comes back, and Caro was not on the call. She had that happen once. Like, it was kind of curved like this, and Victor, which is this energy being, just like put it back in, and she was like, it took a couple of months to get over it. Like, it's like, Victor, be nice, you know. Like, you can take it. You're a transmuter. Come on, you know.
Yeah, I guess I could say more, but I think I'll leave it at that for now. That's pretty much the core of what I felt was relevant to share. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it'll be interesting to explore this as it goes on, you know, seeing if it comes back, if it continues to be a different way of processing.
We can't hear you very well, by the way.
Oh, is this little mic thing?
Yeah. Okay, in my case, I guess in the beginning I was having problems visualizing it, and then that was kind of working, but I was never getting the level of light that I felt was good enough, strong enough, that kind of thing. And then when it really started switching was when you were talking about the gold ball at the center, and basically I started visualizing just gold, golden energy through there going to, and for me it was really more on the right side. And it's still working now. Like, it's this is, I'm going to let this continue this evening, you know.
Yeah, it's going to simmer.
Yeah. So that's you know, and it brought tears too. I have no idea why exactly, but that's there. And so I'm letting that transmute. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's about it.
Finding it interesting is there's something going on where just my feeling, I know it's late, I'm sorry if I'm keeping you a little bit longer. My feeling is that our the way we feel things is upgrading, and there's something going on. There's an evolution going on. There's some kind of upgrade going on, and you know, for the mind that's used to it being a certain way, if it's not the way it was before, then it just kind of thinks maybe there's something wrong, you know, or maybe I'm doing it wrong, or maybe I'm dissociated, or maybe, like, but we don't know yet. We don't know what's going on. Like, I think for us to be able to be really strong pillars of light and hold light and be able to transmute it, even when it gets really intense, there's going to be kind of like a weird taming down of some of the intensity of feeling, so that the survival system doesn't kick in too much. So, like, in a weird way, it almost feels to me like we're having a little incubator area where we can kind of feel like, oh, that I'm not, like, we're, I don't know how to, it's not there yet. I can't put it in words, but I have a feeling that I want to, yeah, Jenna, sorry. Do you want to say something?
It's sparking for me. I'm very animated and expressed, and it triggering other people's safety systems and me as a threat. So that, I don't know how that ties in. I've just very, very, very animated and expressed and heightened emotion almost all the time.
Mm-hmm. So, like, even just like animals, like in nature, right? When they're in distress, like, they're like, but I think this has to do with, what was that called in the Ascension Particles that was about the
adrenal
yeah, the adrenals. It was about the, I think it's the Orion particles maybe that are working on those, that are, whichever one it is, I don't remember, I'd have to go back to the calls, but one of them specifically is really targets the adrenal glands, and it's like making part of the normal hormonal system that would kick in not be able to kick in, so that there's less adrenaline, less intensity, so that we're able to remain super calm and neutral, even when something's going on that normally would have like, or whether like good or like bad, you know, like it's the same chemical, like. So yeah, I don't know. I like what's going on tonight. I'm getting starting to get an idea of what we're going to be doing next year. But yeah, okay. It's not formulated enough for me to be able to say anything else. McKemi, yeah, that golden ball, I think it affected more than one person pretty strongly, and I think it's going to be working for a little bit. And I think we should do that more often. Just kind of all get in that circle. Yeah, Maria?
Oh, I just wanted to add, in the beginning too, it took some time for me to get into the meditation. So I'm not sure energetically if there's some things happening that just may not be, you know, flowing the same way like in the past. But from what I learned before, I've expressed that when I felt like I've tuned out or I didn't connect, I used to judge myself a lot and say like, oh, you know what happened, you missed out or you fell asleep. So now when I recognize things aren't going the way I expected, I try to remove that expectancy. And so when I was having trouble seeing the light, my core star, I just said, okay, maybe my point of view is different this time, because usually I see it brightly. And so I focused on the feeling, like Luis was saying. So I focused more on the feeling than the visual of my core star. So that kind of helped when I, you know, like before in the past, I immediately would think, oh, I don't know what's going on. This isn't happening that I expect. There must be something wrong. I stopped thinking that way. I just kind of just go with the flow and see, okay, let's see a different perspective. Oh, let's focus on this instead. So that's just kind of what I have done now when I do the meditation, that try not to be hard on myself and, you know, the way I expect things to work out or appear. Yeah, that's my.
Yeah, there's also, we're also, for whoever here knows anything about human design, we're also in this solar plexus mutation process. Okay, that, yeah, Karen's saying we're also, let's consider that we're between two eclipses. It's like, who knows what that's doing? But the solar plexus mutation, I think I might talk about that next year in the program. One of the things it's doing is emotions won't be something governing us anymore. They will be kind of like neutral informations that we'll be able to work with instead of them completely hijacking our system in a good or bad way. Like, so maybe that mutation is getting stronger and stronger as we're getting closer to, like, it's supposed to happen by 2025, the right. Mutation itself. So
I'm channeling stuff through my experiences channeled inside of that context. So yeah, that's big yes on all that. Pentas, that whole, I could geek out for a really long time on all that.
Yeah. If anybody wants to find information about solar plexus mutation, like the best one I found is Gene Keys, but I can see if I can somehow photocopy the chapter on that, because it's very powerful information to understand. It's like it's the evolution of our chakra system. But I know it's 8:20. I have to stop talking. Okay, so wow, I think we kind of have a part of the. Maria's like, no, you don't have to stop talking. I think I have part of the theme that just came in for next year. We're going to work on this whole transmutator and solar plexus mutation and understanding how our intuition is going to work differently from gamma brainwave states. Boom! Oh. All right, I love you. I'll be back in Costa Rica Friday morning, very happy.